Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, sorry, the line got disconnected somehow. This is Sean once again from eBay.
Yeah,
put my call on speaker, ma'am.
Okay.
Alright. Now simply come back to your normal home screen from where you can see all your apps and regular icons. Do you know how to come back to your normal home screen?
Sort of, yeah, why?
Yeah. So that we can generate the 9-digit cancellation ID for you, and after that we're gonna simply cancel the transaction, alright?
Yeah.
Alright. So come back to your normal home screen. Have you done that? Do it fast because ma'am, there are other customers also are waiting.
Yeah, okay.
Alright. Now ma'am, on your Samsung cell phone, you do have an application which is called Play Store. Open up the Play Store.
Yeah.
Now on your Play Store, now look at the very top, you will get to see a white long search panel from where you can type something. Now give a click on that. And I'll type there eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
It says I'm offline.
Sorry?
Hang on. What do I have to go into the app?
No, to the Play Store,
Yeah, I'm in the Play Store.
Now look at the very top, you will get to see a white long search panel. Can you see that?
Where it says for you, top charts and all that?
No. Look at the very top, you will get to see a white long search panel from where you can type something.
No.
Can you see something comes up like search games and applications, something like that? Search for apps.
I'm in the app.
No. You need to type there, eBay.
Hang on. I've got to type in eBay?
Yeah, you need to type there, eBay.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, then leave a space and type there, letter A, A as in Australia, letter A.
I say Android?
No. eBay any desk. It should be eBay any desk. Let me tell you the words. It should be a letter A as an apple, then letter N as an Nancy.
No, I haven't got that. I've got eBay app.
No need to open up the eBay app. We need to generate the cancellation ID, but we cannot generate on the eBay app right now.
Okay.
Oh,
so I'm
gonna
type it in. So I type in eBay. What is it?
Then letter A.
Yep.
Then letter N. N as in Nancy.
Yep.
Then letter Y. Y as in yellow.
Yep.
Then letter D. D as in doctor.
Yep.
Then letter E. E as in echo.
Yep.
Then letter S. S as in sugar.
Yep.
Then letter K. K as in kingdom.
K for cart.
Yes. Now search for
Now
just search. Just
oh, yeah.
And just do let me know when it comes up on your screen. Yeah.
Press it on?
Yeah, just search on it. Just search for the application.
And it says install.
Oh, what can you see? Like, is there anything comes up like any desk, default, remote desktop?
Any desk remote, any desk iPad.
Alright. Can you see something comes up like any desk or remote desktop?
No. This is install.
Yes, give a click on install.
Okay, installing.
Yeah. After installing that application, you will get to see the 9-digit cancellation ID comes up on your screen, alright?
Yep.
Just do let me know when you finish installing, alright?
Yep.
Yeah. Is it installed right now?
No, it's still going.
Yeah. Take a lovely time. Oh, and ma'am, could you please tell me one more thing? Like, do you know any person from Mountain View, California?
No.
No. All right. So the reason I'm asking that, because we can see that the billing address on this purchase was 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, to the America. All right.
No, it wasn't me. I don't know anyone in America or buy anything.
All right. So this might be a case of a fraudulent charge. Some people might have got your information somehow from the internet, and they are doing this under your details. All right. So no need to worry about that. We're gonna also provide you security. After that security, no one can get access to your personal information and can charge you again.
Well, what's happened? My bank card. I've had to apply for a new one because someone was using my details to buy stuff. You there?
Yes, ma'am.
I said I had to cancel my card because someone was using my card to buy stuff which I didn't even know about.
No need to worry about that, ma'am. We are here to help you out, all right? No need to worry about that. First of all, we need to cancel a transaction. Could you please tell me that, have you installed the app?
No, it's still going. It's still installing.
Oh, it might be like your internet is very slow, right?
Well, it said my phone was being scammed, so.
Oh. All right. Take a lovely time. Like, is it downloading or is it like installing?
No, it's just going around installing.
It's installing, right?
Yes.
And like, ma'am, are you installing the AnyDesk remote desktop application? Are you installing the application which says AnyDesk remote desktop?
No.
What application are you installing, ma'am?
It's still installing, yes.
Could you please tell me that what application you are installing right now? Like, what is the name of that application?
eBay, the one you told me. AnyDesk.
Yes, all right. Then it's okay.
Hang on, open now.
Yeah, give a click on open.
Okay, I've opened it.
Yeah, now what can you see on the screen?
It says sign in or sign in with Google, Facebook, or haven't signed in yet, create an account.
All right, have you installed eBay, ma'am?
eBay, no, never.
What application you have opened right now? Is that eBay?
No, Facebook or Google.
No. Is it the application which you have installed right now? Is that AnyDesk application?
No.
What application you have installed? I think you have just.
It says get our phone about notifications or whatever.
All right. Tell me what can you see on your screen. Just tell me that.
It says exclusive savings, get an app only voucher, deal notification, sign in, and all that. And then the next one says selling made simple, list free, reach millions of buyers. Then secure shopping, whether you're buying or selling, or fast
loans. I got it. All right, ma'am. Now do one thing. Go back to Play Store once again. Go back to the Play Store once again.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Now make the search bar empty and type there once again. It should be letter A. A as in alpha, letter A.
Hang on. Type in A?
No. It has each and everything. You need to type there from the beginning. It should be letter A. A as in Australia, letter A.
I've still got the eBay.
No need to install eBay, ma'am. We're going to provide you a security application on your cell phone, all right? So type there,
yeah.
Letter A. A as in Australia, letter A.
Just type up in A.
Yeah, it should be A.
A, yes.
Then letter N. N as in Nancy, N.
S, yes.
Not F, it should be N. N as in Nancy.
Yeah, I am.
Then letter Y. Y as in yellow.
Yep.
Then letter D. D as in doctor.
Yep.
Then letter E. E as in echo.
Was that one C or P, did you say before?
Letter, it should be letter E. It should be, ma'am, any desk. It should be any desk. It's A N Y D E S K. It should be any desk.
Oh, yeah, I've got it here. Yep, I've got it. Install it?
Yeah, give a click on install.
All right, installing it.
Yeah, the name of the application is any desk. Can you see that?
Yeah, I've got that. I'm installing it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's installed.
Yeah, after installing this application, ma'am, you will get to see your cancellation ID and we will provide you security, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Just do let me know when you finish installing, all right?
Yeah. Okay, open.
You have installed the application?
Open it?
Yeah, open it. Open up the application, ma'am.
And then it says, allow any desk to send notifications.
Yes, yes. Give a click on allow.
Okay, Knox license. Knox license activation. Your license to get Knox permission that you will let your user more features, device management.
Right,
you continue.
So give a click on OK.
Yeah.
Now what can you see?
Hello. Okay.
Now what can you see, ma'am?
Nothing.
Like, can you see something on the screen, like your address or something like that?
It's going back to any this plugin add one.
Yeah, give a click
install.
On, yeah, give a click on install.
Installing it.
Yeah. And now, ma'am, go back to the AnyDesk once again. No, now go back to the AnyDesk once again.
Go back one, sorry?
Go back to the AnyDesk once again.
Yeah.
Are you on your AnyDesk right now?
We're still installing.
No, this is the second security page.
Hang on. Uninstall.
No.
Cancel.
No need to give a click on uninstall. Just go back. Do you know how to go back?
It says uninstall this app, cancel or uninstall.
No. Just go back, ma'am. Just go back. No need to. Click on uninstall.
Yeah, okay. Come back.
Yeah. Now what can you see?
I lost it now.
Now what can you see, ma'am?
Hang on. It says plugin activation. To be able to control this device remote or plug me to the...
Yeah, give a click on cancel.
But so I tick the box, the stun show again.
Yeah, give a click on that. And after
now it says tutoring, you can sort the tutoring discussing you and
yes, you give a click 5 times on the tutorial.
On the top 5 times?
Yes, on the top 5 times.
Okay, your address?
Yes.
Remote address?
Yes, can you see your cancellation ID over there?
Your address? Password.
Can you see your cancellation ID over there, ma'am? Your cancellation ID? Your 9-digit cancellation ID over there?
Is that the number?
Yeah, the number.
Yeah.
Confirm me the number.
Type it in.
Confirm me the number, ma'am.
Sorry?
Just confirm me the cancellation ID, the number you can see on your screen right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, yeah, nine numbers.
Yeah,
and I put that in remote address.
Yeah, just confirm me the cancellation ID. No need to confirm me anything, just confirm me the cancellation ID so that we can provide you the cancellation.
So it's flashing to a remote address.
Can you see something written as your address? Can you see that?
So you want my address?
Yes, your address, and below that there are some numbers over there. Can you see there are some numbers over there? There are 9-digit numbers over there.
Yeah.
Confirm me the numbers, ma'am.
Always increasing.
Yeah, confirm me the numbers.
Yeah, I've done that.
No, I cannot hear you. I cannot hear that. Tell me slowly.
What? The password?
No, ma'am. Now listen to me very carefully. There are some numbers over there. There are 9-digit
cancellation. Yes, I know that.
Yeah. So confirm me those numbers.
Type them in. Or send it to you.
No, just confirm me the numbers. What are the numbers over there? Just confirm me that.
478.
Uh-huh.
8-8-6-8-1-4-4.
Confirm me the number once again. 478 after that.
868.
Uh-huh.
1-4-4.
1-4-4. All right. Now below that, can you see something written as set password?
Yep.
Give a click on that.
Yep.
Now scroll it down.
Incorrect.
Yeah, now scroll it down a little bit. You will get to see an option comes up like permission profile. Scroll it down a little bit. Can you see something comes up like permission profiles?
Permission.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
Yeah. After giving click on set password, just scroll it down a little bit.
Is it under Discovery Search Local Network?
No. Just scroll it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. You can see if something comes up like permission.
Is it access? What does it say? Access control list?
No.
That one?
No. You will get to see an option comes up like permission profiles.
Permission profile. Access control list discovery. Auto disconnection, timeout, miscellaneous, show, remote, termination, incoming list, request, protect setting with device, that's all it says. That's all it's got.
Alright, let me tell you from the beginning, alright? Just hold on for a second. After giving a click on set password, you will get to see there's a page, a security page comes up, right?
There's a what, sorry?
A security page comes up, right?
I can't hear properly. You're very faint.
What can you see? Could you please tell, let me know, ma'am. What can you see?
It says security interactive access, right?
Yeah, yes. Now scroll it down a little bit. Now scroll it down a little bit.
Yeah.
After scrolling down, you will get to see a permission profiles option. Can you see that?
Permission, yes.
Yeah. Give a click on that, permission profiles. Can you see something comes up like permission profiles?
Enable previous session profile, no.
Permission on the permission.
Allow others. I'm pressing on it, but it's not working. It says, allow other devices to save logging in information for their set. Clear all tokens. Enable two-factor. And then after that, available previous session profiles. Clear previous session profiles. Permission profiles. Default screening shares.
Yes.
That one.
Permission profile, yes. Give a click on
okay,
permission.
I've done that.
Yes. Now, can you see something like full access? Give a click on full access.
It's got permission profiles, default screening, sharing, full access.
Yes, yes. Give a click on full access.
Alright, I've done that.
Now, ma'am, you will get to see another option which says enable unattended access. Can you see that? Give a click on that checkbox.
I've done that. Password.
Yes. Now I will provide you the password. Now type the password over there. It should be eBay. EBAY. eBay.
Hang on. eBay.
Yes. Then without giving any space, type there some numbers over there. 7860.
7860.
Yes. It should
okay.
Be connect. Yeah, give a click on OK now.
Now let's go back to mission profile again.
Alright. Now, ma'am, you will receive a security warning from our server. If you see any option comes up on the screen like start now, just give a click on start now, alright?
Yeah. So I can get out of these?
No. Just stay on that page.
Oh, yeah, hang on. I trust this call. Security warning, you're about.
Start now. Give a click on start now.
Yep.
All right. Now go back.
Yep. Go back where?
Yeah, have you done that? Now go back, ma'am.
To where?
Now come back to your normal home screen. Yeah, just come back to your normal home screen.
Yep.
All right. Now open up your Google, ma'am.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, give a click on that and type there my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
My.
Yeah, then leave a space and type numerical one, the number one.
My one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then type letter P, P as in papa.
Yep.
Now, can you see something comes up on your screen like my 1P address, location, something like that?
Yeah, click on that.
Yeah, give a click on that.
Yep.
And now, can you see on there's something written as, what is my IP address, location? Can you see that?
Yep.
On a blue area, yeah, give a click on that. What is my 1P address location? Yeah. Now, ma'am,
yep.
You get to see that your internet IP address has been comes up on your screen. All right.
Yep.
Yeah, that is your internet IP address. Those persons who are from overseas, they are using your internet IP address for some illegal activities. All right.
But the address they're using, it must be an old address because I don't live there anymore.
No, I'm talking about your internet IP address. Oh, look at your screen. You will get to see your internet IP address.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yes. So those persons are using this internet IP address to access to your personal information and to steal your money from your bank account. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right. So now, madam, what we're gonna do? We're gonna put some securities on your cell phone. Could you please tell me, ma'am? As I can see that. You're dealing with a Westpac account, right? You're dealing with a Westpac bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. So could you do me a favor, login into your Westpac account and see if there even for $1 transaction over there, you just do let me know, right?
But that's my partner's Westpac account.
Sorry, come again?
That's my partner's Westpac account.
Yeah, just logging into it, and if you see any suspicious transaction, just do let me know, all right?
Do you want me to log in it now?
Yes, ma'am. Log into your account, and if you see any $1 transaction over there, if you saw any suspicious transaction, just do let me know, all right?
Oh, I can't get into it now.
Sorry, come again?
I can't get into it now.
Oh, what is the reason, ma'am?
Oh, I haven't got any phone.
Sorry?
I do not have any phone.
You have this cell phone right now. You have a...
Yeah, but if I go into that, I've got to get into the statements, yeah?
Yes, you need to take your statement. Even though if you see $1 transaction over there, but do let me know so that we can make a report on it, all right?
Hang on, Matt.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'll see if I can get it for you.
Yes, ma'am. Just log into your account and just do let me know, all right?
Hang on a minute.
Yeah. Are you there, ma'am?
Well, I'm trying. I'm waiting for the load.
Yeah, just log into your bank from your cell phone, all right?
Pardon?
Just logging into your bank from your cell phone because your cell phone is not, right now it's connected to our server and we have provided security, all right? Do not log in, into your account from any other device, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm going to do, I'll have to go back into mine. I'll have to clear out of that app to go into Heat.
Sorry, come again.
The app that with the numbers on it, with that IP address thing on it, I'll just have to get out of that, go into Heat's app.
Yes, yes, you need to go into your bank account. Yes, you need to go log into your bank account and do let me know if you see any kind of suspicious transaction over there, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm waiting in line for you.
Hang on a minute. Okay.
Ma'am, what are you doing right now? Will you please let me know?
Yeah, I'm downloading it.
No need to like download your statement. Just check all of your accounts. If you see any kind of one like transaction, any suspicious transaction, just do let me know. All right. Do not like download your statement. Did you get me?
Okay.
Just log in into your account and check all of your accounts. If you see any kind of transaction over there, any kind of suspicious transaction which you haven't made, just do let me know, all right?
Should I let you know now? Yes?
Yes, ma'am. Just check all of your accounts.
But you want me to let you know now or not?
No. No need to let me know
okay.
details, all right? Just check from your end. And if you see any suspicious transaction, just do let me know so that we can make a note on it, all right?
All right, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything yet, so I don't know.
All right. Now, just hold on for a second, ma'am. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply transfer this call to my senior supervisor. He will guide you for further information, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just hold on for a line. All right, now back to the deal.
Yeah.
All right. Now, ma'am, as I have a word with my senior supervisor, he told me that your banking is not safe right at the moment, all right? So right now what we're going to do, you need to take a clear picture of your debit card to scan it and, like, take a clear picture of your debit card, ma'am.
To what? Sorry?
First of all, take a clear picture of your debit card.
Yeah, but it's been cancelled. I haven't got it.
Yes, ma'am, because we are going to refund you the money of $299, which has been deducted from your bank account. So first of all, take a clear picture of your debit card.
Well, I don't know how that can be done when the card's been declined and I've rang the bank and the bank's declined it and ripped up the card. You there? Hello?
Yeah, just hold on for a second, ma'am. Hello?
Yes?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for being on hold. This is Ron Davis from the security manager. Now, can you just tell me what is the reason behind why you are just trying to block your card? May I get to know the reason?
I'm not blocking. I've had to block it because someone was using my card and my...
Let me tell you. We are just putting the security onto your card and we are just going to cancel the charges right now. So you're
yes.
not... Yeah. You are not needed to block your card or to do anything because I understand that's why we have put that charges on hold, okay? We have put
right.
a red flag onto the charges and we need to cancel it. So what you need to
yes.
do is be handy with the card. Once we scan the card, what we will going on, we will just going ahead and start the security onto your card so that we can recognize all that unwanted charge which has been made. Understand?
Yes, but I'm telling you, I haven't got the card.
Oh, you
it's been...
You
no. The bank card has destroyed it.
Okay, and... Then
I'm waiting for a new card.
Oh, you're waiting for the new card?
Yes.
Okay, and when the new card will be came up?
I don't know. It could be 7 days or longer. I don't know.
You don't know, right?
No.
Okay, no problem. And
so that's why I said,
And can you just tell me one more thing? Okay, leave that card. We need to protect the account. So what we need to do, do you have any driver's license so that we can put the security onto your information?
Yes.
You have the driver's license, right?
Yes.
Okay. So first of all, you press the home button onto your mobile phone. You unlock your mobile phone. Yeah. And don't we get frustrated. We are just here to helping you out, okay?
Oh, no, but why cut all this to go all through this just to pay for one thing when, as I've tried to say to you, I don't know how they're using it when the card's been cancelled.
The card...
That's my...
Yeah. Yes, I understand. Because what happened... With your card which has been cancelled, your informations are also registered, and that's why they got your details of where they are just misusing it, okay? Yeah. So you just simply do one thing, you press the home button, you press the home button, go to your home screen. Now, once you
press
the home button, first you log into your Westpac. First you log into your Westpac.